Hey y'all, welcome back to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. We are kickstarting a brand new series today. We are talking about all things negotiation. A while ago, I went on my Instagram story and I was looking to kind of revamp the way that I approach content. And I asked you guys, like, hey, you know, would you be interested in me doing some series on the podcast? And your response was yes. So we did a neuroscience series just recently, and then we took a little break and we had a couple episodes in between, and now we're kickstarting a brand new series all about negotiation. Now, this is a unique topic that I haven't seen talked about too much yet in the online coaching space. I've seen one other coach talk about it, but negotiation when it comes to sales is so dang important, because especially when you're selling something high ticket, people will have objections. They will. And we have to expect that. When we're asking somebody to fork over a couple grand or several grand or 10 grand, right? We're asking them to make a really large investment, one of which they may have some hesitations because we're asking them to fork over several thousand dollars as opposed to $5 or $200 here and there. So in order to be able to handle those objections, we need to learn how to negotiate. Now, I want to give credit where credit is due. Some of the material that you're going to learn today was taken from the book Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Now, I have done my darndest to take this material that Chris Voss, who actually is a former FBI agent and negotiation expert, he is a current negotiation expert, and a lot of his training came from the FBI, and I've done my darndest to really take that and make it my own, really make it apparent and relevant to the online coaching space, because his book is phenomenal. And I really highly encourage you to either listen to it on Spotify or read it. But it could be related to a whole bunch of different career fields, right? Business being one of them. And so my goal here is to take some of the concepts, just a few of the concepts that were discussed in his book, and make them relevant to you as a high ticket online coach. This is going to be an absolutely epic series. We're going to kick off with a case study today about how one of my students used some negotiation tactic in an actual real life scenario with one of her potential clients, and the deal closed. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's go. Hey coach, welcome to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent, high-ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cami. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach, struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work, because you were made for this.
So we're going to get to the case study here in just a moment. However, I think that this series really begs for an introduction, one of which we really get on the same page of understanding what is it to actually negotiate. Okay, so Webster Dictionary defines negotiate as to confer with another so as to arrive at the settlement of some matter. Now, in this case, the matter that we're trying to reach a settlement on is a sale, right? It's the high ticket sale. Are they in? Are they out? Do we need to customize the sale? Do we need to do something specific here in order to make this a yes for them? But the matter itself is a sale. And our goal here is to close the deal, get the person to sign on the dotted line, hand over their investment, and then we, of course, work with them as a paying client to help them achieve their transformation. Now, why do you need to know how to negotiate? And the answer is so that you can handle any and all potential client objections that come your way. We are all about high ticket sales here on the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. And high ticket sales invites a whole new level of objections from potential clients due to the fact that we're asking people to make an increased financial investment into our programs, okay? We're not asking people to pay us $5. We're not asking people to pay us even $200. We're asking people to pay us a minimum of like $2,000, which if you've been listening to the podcast, you probably know that if you had a sticker price of $2,000, I would tell you to mark that down to $1,997. And common objections that you're going to face in the online coaching space is, I can't afford it. That is by far the number one that you're going to hear. Other objections you'll hear are, my husband said no, or my spouse said no, or whoever it is that they make financial decisions with. Another one, it's not a good time right now, hopefully later. And I need more time to decide. And again, these make sense because the investment that we're asking people to make is a lot bigger. It holds more weight than that of a $34 ebook, okay? Or one of a $200 a month membership. Now, I'm not hating on low ticket offers. They are incredible and they're a fantastic way to scale, and there's a time and a place for them. However, we are here focusing on high ticket sales, and we have to recognize that like high ticket sales are different because the price tag is different. You don't go through Starbucks and just make us a financial decision to get a latte the same way that you would stroll through the car dealership and make a financial decision about a brand new SUV, or stroll through a neighborhood and make a financial decision about a $400,000 house, right? You don't make sales decisions or financial decisions regarding sales the same way when it is a high ticket price tag versus a low ticket price tag. And that is why it's important to know how to negotiate when you are selling high ticket, okay? And really in any sales situation, but the negotiation tactics that my students learn inside of High Ticket Powerhouse, which is actually today I finished a 10-page script, like document full of scripts for my students to use in a variety of situations that they're going to come across in their business. And you need to have your hands on those scripts. So if you are not yet in Powerhouse, you need to go down to the show notes, click the link for Powerhouse, book a call, send in your application, and you're going to be guaranteed to close nearly $14,000 in this program. And you're going to get your hands on all of the negotiation scripts, all of the neuroscience strategies to learn how to rewire your brain, all the attracting your clients, building incredible offer, sales, all of it. You're going to get all of it. Okay. So go down in the show notes, click that link, submit your application today. Now, one more thing that I want you to know before we dive into this case study where my client used negotiation to close a sale. The first thing that we need to know when it comes to negotiation is we have to adjust our perspective. Instead of viewing an objection as the dead end to a sale, I want you to actually start seeing it as the beginning of the negotiation. So when you pitch an offer and somebody comes back and says, hey, you know, it'd be so great to do this, but blank, 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 objection. Instead of seeing that as, oh, they're not going to do it, see that as the beginning of the negotiation. We have to shift our perspective, okay? That has to no longer be the dead end of the sale, but the beginning of a new phase. Okay. And that phase, of course, is the negotiation. So let me walk you through this case study. It went like this. So my client, who is a powerhouse student, a total rock star, okay, pitched a custom one-on-one coaching package priced at $1,997. Now, if you're wondering, well, that's just $3 short of $2,000. Why wouldn't they just price it at $2,000? Because it's a sales psychology tactic. So we'll talk about that another time. But just so that you know, women in particular tend to be more inclined to buy things when it's not a completely even number, such as 2000, as in 2000. They'd be more likely to buy in an offer that was $1,997, where men actually, on the other hand, may be more likely to buy something that was just a flat, even number, such as 2000, rather than something that was slightly under it. Okay. A conversation for another time, but just recognize that this client of mine was pitching a custom one-on-one coaching package priced at $1,997. Okay. To a hot lead who was super interested. Okay. And my client gave this person 48 hours to discuss the package with their spouse and come back with a decision. Okay. And then that's where things started to get a little bit dicey. Okay. The 48-hour deadline came and it went, and there was no decision made. Now, she was still very interested, but was feeling super hesitant about moving forward. And this is when I guided my client through a negotiation tactic called isolating the objection. Now, isolating the objection is essentially a fancy way of saying we have to figure out specifically what is the roadblock that is keeping our potential client from saying yes to invest. We cannot move through an objection or negotiate through an objection if we don't exactly know what the objection is. Now, we could talk about how do we actually isolate the objection. And there's a script for that that is found inside of Powerhouse. I'm not going to talk about that script right now, but just know that you need to get your hands on it so that you can actually isolate the objection. Cause that is like step one when a negotiation begins. Okay. Beyond shifting your perspective of knowing that this is not a dead end, but the beginning of the negotiation, the thing to do after that is to isolate the objection so that you can actually move through it. The script for that is inside of Powerhouse. Click the link down in the show notes to apply and book your interview call so you can get your hands on that, okay? Now, in this case scenario, it turns out this lead actually had not one, but two objections, okay? So we isolated the objection and found out, oh my goodness, there's actually two. Number one is finances, okay? Super common in high ticket sales. The second objection, though, was the spouse, okay? Her husband was hesitant. This is also very common in high ticket sales. Again, because we're asking people to make large investments, we're not asking them to make a $35 investment, okay? If I went to Lucas and said, hey, babe, I want to spend $35 on XYZ, he'd be like, yeah, I mean, go for it. If I went to him and I said, hey, babe, I want to spend $3,500 on XYZ, it's not that he would say no, but we would have a deeper conversation about it because there's a big difference between $35 and $3,500, okay? So we found out that there was two objections, finances and a hesitant spouse. So next, I coached my client through how to negotiate the sale and handle the objection. And one tactic we used comes from Chris Voss in his book, Never Split the Difference. And it involves the other person, getting the other person to actually say no to something rather than saying yes. And a little backstory behind that here. When it's a common, like I would say, sales tactic that I've heard of that, hey, when you're pitching something, you want to get people to say yes multiple times throughout the pitch. And if they do say yes multiple times, they'll be more likely to say yes to the offer itself, okay? Now, I'm not saying that that's not true, okay? However, sometimes people will say yes out of obligation, or they'll say yes because they're trying to people please, or they'll say yes because they're trying to avoid confrontation, or they'll say yes and it falls through later. And many times it can actually be way more powerful to get somebody to say no to something rather than saying yes, okay? So in this case scenario, let's just run out an example of what could it look like to get somebody to say no to something. Well, in this case scenario, I'm trying to remember the exact question. I think it went something like this, where because there was a spouse objection and a financial objection, I believe I guided my client to asking their potential client, hey, you know, I hear you totally. Would you and your husband be opposed to hopping on a call and discussing a smaller package that fit your budget? Now, that question, the thing that made it a no-focused question, one that I'm actually hoping they say no to, is the fact that I said, hey, would you be opposed? Would you be opposed? I didn't ask, do you want to get on a call? We said, would you be opposed? Okay. And actually, the goal is to get them to say, no, I wouldn't be opposed. And then, of course, to proceed by getting on a call. So all in all, how did the story play out? So ultimately, the lead's husband gave his support in his wife moving forward with the coaching package. But that is not all. Remember how I said the finances were originally a concern in this particular case? Well, the lead ended up paying all $1,997 in full. Contract signed, invoice paid, deal closed. You guys, negotiation, it works. You have to be armed with the negotiation skills and tactics if you're going to move through objections in your online coaching business. It is going to put more dollars in your pocket. It's going to put more clients on your roster. It's going to put more success in your business. Now, if you want more of the nitty-gritty on how to apply top FBI negotiation concepts, in this case from Chris Voss in his book, Never Split the Difference, specifically to your coaching business and your high ticket program, you need to be inside of Powerhouse, okay? You're also going to learn the four steps that you must take to attract more high paying clients. And you're also going to learn the neuroscience behind creating a coaching business that is wildly successful. You're going to learn how to rewire your brain to achieve more success in your business, okay? And there's a guarantee on the program that if you join, you follow the steps, you are guaranteed to close nearly $14,000 by the end of the 6-month program. What is there to say no to? Okay. What do you have to lose with a program like this that has a guarantee? So go down in the show notes, click the link, submit your application, book your call, and I'll see you there. Let's turn your business into a wildly profitable powerhouse of a business. All right, friends, I love you. I'll see you next week in our next negotiation podcast episode in this series. Talk to you soon. Hey, coach. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but two value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible, because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you, I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode.